Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He didn't comply, so they'll take action. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Democrats want to subpoena the Attorney General the day after he missed their deadline to hand over the full Mueller report. They want to see the evidence the special counsel considered on possible obstruction of justice. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote along party lines to subpoena special counsel Robert Mueller's full unredacted report and underlying evidence from his nearly two-year investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election. President Trump said he thinks this effort by House Democrats is a waste of time.
So there's no collusion, there's no obstruction, and now we're going to start this process all over again? I think it's a disgrace.
Attorney General Bill Barr has pledged to share a redacted copy of the nearly 400-page report with Congress and the public by mid-April at the latest. Dave?
Well, John, in the Senate, a Republican and a Democrat will introduce what they call the Deter Act, threatening sanctions on Russia or any other foreign government trying to meddle in our elections. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will go to the border today in El Paso, Texas, saying the crisis there is like a Category 5 hurricane. Democrats claim it's manufactured, and the president's threat to close ports of entry could hurt the economy, even shut down auto manufacturing with parts stuck in Mexico.
President Trump said, yeah, shutting down the border would be a big economic hit.
All you hear me talking about is trade. But let me just give you a little secret. Security is more important to me than trade.
Homeland Security officials say the border is in a system-wide meltdown. They apprehended or encountered 100,000 migrants in the month of March alone, the highest monthly total in over a decade.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The manhunt's over in Los Angeles. Police arrested Nipsey Hussle's suspected killer 48 hours after the rapper was shot outside his clothing store. There's news on the economy. Payroll processor ADP reports businesses hired 129,000 workers in March, the fewest in 18 months. We'll get the government's jobs report on Friday. This is Fox News.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Opportunity doesn't really knock. It pops up, barges in, or runs by at 100 miles an hour. That's why Vistaprint is getting you ready to grab it with both hands. Head to Vistaprint.com right now and get up to 40% off postcards, invitations, banners, everything you need to market your business. And as a bonus, save up to 50% on every business card we make. So grab this opportunity to get up to 50% on business cards and up to 40% off everything else at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code SALE40. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code SALE40.
They've just elected Rahm Emanuel's replacement in Chicago.
You did more than make history. You created a movement for change.
Lori Lightfoot easily beat Tony Preckwinkle in a runoff for mayor.
Together, we can and will make Chicago a place where your zip code doesn't determine your destiny.
Lightfoot will be Chicago's first black female mayor and first openly gay mayor. In Missouri, the mother of the black teenager who died in an infamous police shooting lost her bid for public office.
Remember the riots in Ferguson, Missouri 5 years ago? They started when an unarmed black teenager named Michael Brown was shot by a white police officer. More than 300 people arrested. Fast forward to today, and Michael Brown's mother had been running for Ferguson City Council. Leslie McSpadden lost Tuesday unofficially to Fran Griffin. McSpadden had been saying one of her top priorities if elected would be police accountability. The officer involved in the death of Brown, Darren Wilson, was cleared of all charges. The Department of Justice said Wilson shot Brown in self-defense. Jill Nato, Fox News.
There's yet another attempt to find a way for Britain to finally leave the European Union.
Theresa May telling Parliament here she's ready to work with the opposition party to secure Britain's EU departure.
I want to find a way forward that delivers on the referendum, that delivers Brexit, and does it as soon as possible.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, who heads the left-wing Labour Party, saying talks will happen today.
And I welcome her willingness to compromise to resolve the Brexit deadlock.
Yeah. Parliament is stuck on Brexit, but some lawmakers in May's own Conservative Party are furious at her offer. offer of talks, predicting they'll lead to a more liberal Brexit deal. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up about 100 points ahead of the opening bell in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Humane Society is pushing plans for the first expansion project since the shelter was built back in 1988. The shelter has already raised more than $1 million toward the $1.75 million project. The News Gazette says the proposal calls for a 1,600-square-foot expansion of the lobby and areas where small animals like cats and kittens are on display for adoption. It took a while to get here, but Champaign County no longer owns the former Champaign County Nursing Home in Urbana. The News Gazette says the county executive says county officials finalized the sale to the new owner on Monday. The new name of the nursing home is University Rehabilitation Center of CU. Monday was the deadline to complete the transaction. The final sale price was $11 million, but the buyer was given more than $1.3 million in credits against the final sale price. That mostly came from issues with the condition of the building. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
It's Shredapalooza.
World, they've been doing appliances. That's all they do since 1977. Mm. So over 40 years mm-hmm. of appliance experience. And that's what they do. And since that's all they do, you go in there and the folks know exactly what that thingy does. Because they're on the floor all the time. It's not like the big box stores where you can't find anybody.
Hello, hello.
I walked around and I couldn't see anybody.
I know it.
I saw a guy in paint. Anyway, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World won't happen. They're in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur. When you walk in, they say, may I help you?
Really? What are you looking for?
Really?
What color?
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World will also give you that free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place where you want to visit when maybe remodeling some rooms. Check out the Champaign location. They're south of I-74 on Neal. Start at appliance-world.com. Here is your weather.
All right, looking good with the sunshine. Today's high 59, 44, our low tonight. More clouds as we get into the evening and a slight chance of showers. There's a 60% chance of rain for tomorrow. High 57, low 48, 63 as we wrap up the week Friday, down to around 48 in the evening. Saturday's high at 68. And we've got the Festival of Quilts happening at Cunningham Children's Home. It's a pretty good looking forecast for that. I know for me, it's the Illini Veterans Memorial Run that steps off at 10 a.m. on Sunday at Follinger Auditorium at the end of the quad. High 70 expected on Sunday. And Mom's Weekend, things
yeah.
like that should
yep.
be good. Right now, the temperature's at 40 on ESPN 93.5.
Election, it was Mayor Deb Frank Finan, remaining mayor of the city of Champaign by a 6-1 margin. On the Champaign City Council, Amy Armstrong, Chris Klapel, Kathy Shannon, and Elizabeth Soteropoulos were the top four vote getters. Park District goes to Tim McMahon. News Gazette has all that information. It's Deb Frank Finan, mayor, joined us last hour. Very pleased, obviously. It was a low turnout. I think the guess
14%.
14? Yeah, 14-15% was the turnout. We knew it was low when I was the first in my precinct to vote and stood around trying to stall to see if anybody else would show up, and they didn't.
I went into Lono. I was in the 4 o'clock hour and was number 40.
Yep. Had a,
wow.
Yeah. That's not very many.
No.
Had a great birthday. Thank you to everybody, the well wishers on Facebook and everything else. It was just an amazing string of days with my siblings in town and with family together last night for a dinner in Bourbonnais. Nathaniel drove from Chicago.
Right. So that was kind of a halfway point of sorts.
About halfway, although 2.5 hours for him because of the traffic.
Wow.
Yeah. Tough to come out of Chicago at 4 in the afternoon.
That's right.
But he got there about 6:30.
But you guys had quite a drive.
Yeah, we
ben
drove
Quattrone,
BMW, then Christian had a soccer game at 9. So we buzzed over there, and I've never seen him play intramural soccer, and he scored his first goal of his life.
Hey!
He was always a keeper when we were little kids, and I had him goalkeeper. So anyway, that was fun, too. So we had a full birthday. Very blessed to have the life I have. I'm very thankful for friends like you, Diane, and everyone listening and all the people that said happy birthday. I appreciate it a lot.
Agreed.
811, if you want to try and win a $100 gift certificate to Mosser Shoes, which is a wonderful shoe store, you have to tell me the number. How many seconds will it be for Paul Goldschmidt's ovation from the moment he is announced to when the first pitch hits the catcher's mitt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Austin says it's up to the San Diego catcher to stall if they wanted to do that. But since that's an opponent, it might not be that long.
That's right.
So you can make a guess. If they were allowed and Yadier Molina was behind the plate and he'd go out front like he always does to give the crowd a chance to really, it'd go 5 minutes.
That's right.
But you can make a guess in seconds, and we've got some really quick seconds, and we've got some longer ones.
That's right.
But it's $100 to Mossers if you'd like, 359-2255. You can text in your guess.
And we'll let you know on Friday if you're a winner.
Yep. I'm going to be down in St. Louis tomorrow. I'll leave at 3 in the morning. I'll get down there and broadcast in the home radio booth. I presume we're John Rooney and Mike Shannon, all those guys, if that's home radio.
Wow.
So I'll tell you my vantage point. Anyway, I'll be in what's called home radio. Maybe it's another one, but it's a beautiful spot behind home plate. We'll do the entire broadcast from 7 to 9, talking to different Cardinal people inside their promotions office, and just talk St. Louis Cardinals as we are the home for the Cardinals. And Ann Carroll, kind enough to invite me again to come down because we love being there. So we'll do that tomorrow morning again from 7 to 9. Talking St. Louis Cardinals baseball ahead of their opener at home, which is always so festive and electric.
Mm-hmm.
Even at 8 in the morning, you can feel electricity around the ballpark. And people start wandering around about 9 in the morning because there's so much going on at Cardinal Village. They start wandering around 9. The first pitch is until 3:15, and a bleacher seat costs $150.
Wow.
It's a big event. So anyway, we'll be down there bringing some of that to you, and then Friday we'll announce who wins the Paul Goldschmidt award for biggest ovation, best guess. 8:13, we'll check your sports headlines coming up.
It's an advisor.
I'll see you there.
Hello, this is Scott Bailey with Illini Collector Car Club. Sunday, April 14th, will be our annual Savoy Antique Car and Truck Show, located and sponsored by Warden Martin Buick GMC. This is right near the Savoy 16 Theater. Registration for vehicles is from 8 to 10 a.m. Those who pre-register for the show will get a goodie bag and a dash plaque. The registration fee is $10, and proceeds generated benefit Cunningham Children's Home. Secondary sponsors include Reynolds Towing and Peter B's Automotive. For details, visit our Illini Collector Car Club Facebook page or IlliniCollectorCarClub.com.
ESPN 93.5, here you go. Sports headlines at 8:17.
St. Louis Cardinals will face Pittsburgh. First pitch here on ESPN 93.5 at 6:05. Tomorrow, Stevie J is live as we get ready for the home opener against the San Diego Padres. We've been taking texts to 359-2255 on how long this standing ovation will be for Paul Goldschmidt, as you estimate the time, and maybe when on Friday from Moss or Shoes. John in Camargo says Goldschmidt's ovation might be long, but it will be a fraction of the ovation Albert Pujols will receive June 21st when he returns to St. Louis for the first time in 8 years. I will be there. So, thank you for that. John and Camargo. The Cubs have the Atlanta Braves after being off yesterday. 6:10 start on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox are at Cleveland this afternoon. Terry Francona, their manager, has signed an extension for a couple of years. He turned 60 at the end of the month.
Yeah, youngster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
You're looking at that number in a new way now.
Yeah, youngster.
Illinois and Coastal Carolina. Illini on top yesterday, 4-2. Let's see if they can do it again at 6 o'clock tonight. Illinois softball hosting ISU at 5 o'clock today. They are 22-9 on the season. Pacers in Detroit, Bulls in Washington, Blues and Blackhawks tonight, too. Some good stuff in the sports world.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Let's check your weather forecast, which is looking good.
Yeah, high near 60 today, 44 our low tonight. More clouds as the day progresses and a slight chance of showers late. Showers in the forecast for tomorrow, high 57, low 47. 63 as we wrap up the week Friday and towards 70 over the weekend, but a chance of precipitation. Right now, we're at 40 on ESPN 93.5.
Somebody yesterday said I looked good, and I reminded them of the great late Tommy Stewart, Champion Central legend football coach.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy told me there are three stages of life: youth, middle age, and you're looking good.
You're looking good.
Yeah, so
my daughter Anna was going to wish you happy birthday. I just said, say you're looking good.
Yeah, I got it. I get it. Yep. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a disappointing report on the job market. Payroll company ADP is counting 129,000 new jobs created by private employers in March. It's the slowest growth number in 18 months. The Labor Department releases its March employment report on Friday. Hudson's Bay, parent company of Lord & Taylor and Saks Fifth Avenue, is reporting a disappointing winter quarter. Sales at its existing stores declined. Overall sales for the quarter dropped 5.5%. However, overall digital sales, online shopping, rose 8.7%. Mortgage rates slipped last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says levels are at the lowest since January of last year. The number of mortgage applications rose more than 18% last week. Though most of that was refinancing, mortgage applications to buy a home were up only 3%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
I do think John on the text about the ovation coming for Albert Pujols on June 21.
Yes.
I agree. Yadier Molina will go out in front of the plate and kind of dust some things off and stall. There will be an enormous ovation for Albert because what he meant to the Cardinals. And I think we're all over the fact that he didn't re-sign with the Cardinals. Anyway, that'll be big.
And first time in 8 years that he's been back.
The Angels just don't play interleague with the Cardinals, apparently.
Pretty cool, John, that you'll have that experience of being there.
Yeah, John is going to be there. It'll be fun to be there for that.
And then Mark texted in, I'm planning on going to opening day as well. Do you think there's a chance for a rainout?
And you found out that...
So I got the hourly breakdown for Thursday in St. Louis, and at 3 o'clock it's at 55%. At 6 o'clock, it bumps up to 65%, 75% at 5 o'clock, light rain expected, showers. It doesn't mention thunderstorms, but there could be some delays and really clouds in the forecast at 10 p.m.
Okay, well, what are you going to do? It's outside, so.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll just dance around some raindrops, and hopefully they'll get it in. But,
right.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
But I would be ready.
Yeah.
You know, with your poncho. I don't know where you're sitting.
Right.
Also have some extra money in case you're just touring the gift shop and things like that.
Finding food, you know. Okay. Anyway, we'll be live from Busch Stadium tomorrow, broadcasting the entire show from 7 to 9 tomorrow morning, live from Busch Stadium in St. Louis, ahead of opening day ceremonies and all the things going on. I got a complete rundown of the entire day, and it just starts early. I mean, they've got 9 o'clock ballpark village venues open, 9:30 opening day pep rally, noon gates open. Wow, 3 hours ahead.
Mm.
So, Cardinals batting practice. You can watch the Cardinals hit
it.
That's at noon.
And temperatures around 55 at that time.
Okay.
35% chance of a few showers.
Padres batting practice 1 to 2. You see Manny Machado maybe. 2:30, pregame ceremonies begin. I'm sure we're carrying everything on radio that's broadcastable.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually an extended opening day broadcast. So we'll carry all that for you Cardinal fans tomorrow as the Cardinals open in St. Louis against Padres.
Padres. And then on Thursday the 4th, they've got some promotional things out of the gate here. The Budweiser 2019 Cardinals Magnet Schedule will be handed out to fans. So many neat things on this pocket schedule. You can get it here on ESPN 93.5, our studios at the Pines in Urbana. Maybe consider getting your bus trip to Busch tickets. That's June 2nd, a Sunday, 1:15 start.
All right. And looking, we have the Cubs and the Cardinals pocket schedules if you want. And it looks like the Cubbies will open April 8th at Wrigley Field.
That's right.
So
into the season.
Yeah, 28th of March. But, you know, the weather in Chicago and all that, that's got to be a factor to say, hey, let's open them on the road so it's a little bit warmer because they're going to be pretty cold off the lake there.
They'll be taking on Pittsburgh.
Yep. All right, 8:28, we're going to check your news coming up. Why does the poll reveal a majority of American millennials embracing socialism?
Hmm.
We discuss that next.
News. I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats insisting on the full release of the special counsel Russia election meddling report vote this morning in the Judiciary Committee on authorizing subpoenas to force the issue. Fox's Catherine Herridge at
the
Capitol.
This really escalates the conflict between congressional Democrats, the Justice Department, and Attorney General William Barr. He wrote to the committee last week, as well as other Democrats, saying that he planned to provide the Mueller report with redactions sometime in the next 2 weeks, if not sooner, and he was electing to do that rather than provide a summary, which he is authorized to do under the statute.
That summary is what we have so far. About an increase in arrivals at the border, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says in a conference call with other members of the president's cabinet, then again on Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight.
We're not treating this like a massive Cat 5 hurricane disaster.
Secretary Nielsen will be at the border today in the El Paso, Texas area. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Yesterday was election day. In the race for Champaign mayor, Deborah Finan was reelected. She's been the mayor since 2015 and beat challenger Azark David Cobbs. She got about 84% of the vote. Ricky Williams was elected mayor of Danville. Julie Moore was reelected mayor of Decatur. A road closure to be aware of today. Bloomington Road will be down to one lane between Prospect and Mattis Avenues. That's so that crews can patch and resurface the road and put in new sidewalks and lighting. That work should wrap up in mid-July. It took a while to get here, but Champaign County no longer owns the former Champaign County Nursing Home in Urbana. The News Gazette says the county executive says county officials finalized the sale to the new owner on Monday. The new name of the nursing home is University Rehabilitation Center of CU. Monday was the deadline to complete the transaction. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane?
All right, Stevie, looking good for our start. We might wrap up with some clouds, but today's high near 60, 44 our low tonight. Showers expected tomorrow with a high near 60 again, down to around 48. 63 with partly cloudy conditions on Friday. We have a high near 70 both Saturday and Sunday. Right now we're at 41. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, Generation Z, these are the, I think, college students. Has a more positive view of the word socialism than previous generations, and along with millennials, which are, I think, up to 35 years old, more likely to embrace socialistic policies and principles. For instance, the government should provide universal health care, 73%. Government should provide tuition-free college, 67%. And 49.6% prefer living in a socialist country. Clinical forensic psychologist, Dr. John Huber. How are you, John?
I'm doing great this morning, Stevie. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Obviously disconcerting for me to see these numbers.
Definitely. Me too.
Why do you think this is?
Well, I think what's happening is, you know, we have these two generations, millennials and Generation Z, who grew up in this mentality that, you know, there are no winners and losers in life, and they were taught in schools that, you know, these competitive games, that everybody gets a trophy no matter how well or poor your team or you did, and they're very comfortable with that. They like this idea that everybody gets a prize, and, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, think about it. We don't have to worry about things, but at the same time, we're watching these generations graduate, and, you know, we have an employment rate right now that's pretty high. So maybe there's struggles out there that we haven't had recently, but a lot of these kids, they're graduating and they're moving right back into the bedrooms that they left to leave from high school to go to out and start their way. And I think they're comfortable with that. They don't have a problem with that. It's nice to know that they've got that security and that sense of security, but eventually mom and dad are not going to be there anymore. And eventually, if we look at Venezuela, for example, the money runs out. It doesn't matter how strong a government and the economy that you have. You know, 4 years ago, Venezuela had the strongest economy in South America. And today, 80% of the citizens there are without running water. 80% of them are without electricity. And they're struggling. And I wager to say most of those people would go back and do things differently had they been given the chance again.
You know, and I would contend, too, that this age, when you say, what is socialism? Somebody at a Bernie Sanders rally said, I don't know, but I'm for the people. I don't think they have any clue.
Right.
And for those that say, okay, I prefer to live in a socialist country, I said, well, why don't we test that? I can get you a really cool spot, as you mentioned, on top of South America, which is, it's called Venezuela. And I can get you a penthouse in Venezuela if you want to try it. And they probably wouldn't even know the trouble in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could say, well, why don't we go to Shanghai and live there for a year or two, mm-hmm. see what you think. You know, that maybe it is better. Let's just go test it. And I promise you, they would kiss the ground in the United States after a year there.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's a shame. We shouldn't have to make them shift that way. I mean, the whole idea, though, is that we are allowing this idea that, you know, if everybody can't be successful, we need to lower the information, lower the standards. And we're seeing that in public schools. And this idea, for example, that everybody should have a college education is false. I mean, we need theorists. We need people who go out there and create these ideas. But then we need people to take that entrepreneurial spirit and go out and become electricians, become builders,
mm-hmm.
go out there and actually do the work and be rewarded for it. But we're teaching them that no, you're a failure if you don't have that college degree.
I was going to say Donald Trump's the first president I can remember that says, "Hey, go figure out how to use your hands and mm-hmm. be in a union is great."
Supportive of the trades.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, government free tuition is a great idea. I have friends in the Netherlands, and they'll tell you that it's awesome that people graduate with no debt, and, you know, they're out there in the marketplace. But at the same time, they don't emphasize the fact that basically the government picks who goes to college. There's no, just because you want to go doesn't mean you get to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have that opportunity here. And if you really want something bad enough, we have the means in this country to make that available to you. However, you need to be wise. You don't want to go and get, you know, a degree in violin when, you know, at a private university is going to cost you $300,000, you know, versus, say, getting that same $300,000 and becoming a physician, you know, where you have a means to pay that debt back.
Well, you just hurt somebody's feelings, so they're going to need a safe place. We're just in a weird time, man. We can't say anything without offending somebody, and we got to remember how this all worked, where people came here with nothing, rolled their sleeves up and got to work and wouldn't accept stuff without working for it. I don't know. Can we get this back?
I think so. I believe we're a very, very resilient species in general. I think this country has some great opportunities, and I talk to the really young kids that are in middle school and high school, starting high school, and they've got a little different take on things already, and they're like, wow, this is kind of crazy. This can't go on. And I reflect back on the stories I read, you know, watching Elvis Presley, Elvis the Pelvis, you know, on national television, it's the downfall of Western civilization.
Yeah.
You know, we're making these kids sex crazy, and then this country's going to disappear overnight. Well, we survived Elvis. I think we'll survive it.
All right, good work.
It's just a matter of time. We have to go through these growing things.
I know. It feels bad when you're in it, though. Dr. John Huber, how do people find you?
You can find me at mainstreammentalhealth.org. It's my nonprofit, or you can find it as well at drpsycho.org.
Thanks for your time, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. 8:41. Well, we'll see. You know, if you come out and say, you know what, I think we should live in a socialist country, I would just contend you don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what that is, and I would encourage you to live in a socialist country. You're free to do that. The people in China can't come here freely without getting the proper papers, but mm-hmm. shoot, you could probably get over there and apply for a visa and get
mm-hmm.
a stay
mm-hmm.
and do all those things and live there. And if you love it, stay. It's okay. You can keep your citizenship and live somewhere else. I just think that you're so used to the freedoms that we take for granted. You have no idea what suppression and oppression and those kinds of things feel like because you've never had it. And I think you lose that appreciation and gratitude toward a system never before tried in human history. You look at the faults versus the incredible freedoms and blessings we have. Just go live somewhere. And it's not to just, you know, I'm serious. Just try something else and maybe it's better. But you should try it before you make all of us try something we know will fail, because socialism has never worked. Never worked on the grand scale they're talking about. Some of these tiny countries that do stuff like that, like pay for college, it's like 5 million people. We have 330 and growing quickly. 842. You're always welcome to text in 359-2255.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining and joy, Addie's Bar and Grill, it's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
2019 single game tickets are on sale now and start at just $5. The upcoming season is filled with great matchups, including two weekend series with the Cubs, a long-awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Royals, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with six jersey giveaways and five bobbleheads. There's something for everyone in the 2019 season. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Remember that
St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Remember that AOC complaint that maybe her campaign manager funneled $1 million and those kinds of things that nobody ever heard about because only Fox would report that.
Mm-hmm.
A new exclusive from Fox says Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hit with a new FEC, Federal Election Commission, complaint alleging she and campaign manager operated a subsidy scheme. We'll see if that sees the light of day.
Right.
Chances are you'll never hear from that again. Well, we'll see.
Back by popular demand, the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois is bringing back See You at the Home Show. Brought to you by Lands, Inc. this Friday from 3 to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 9 to 4 at the Hilton Garden in Champaign. A fun event for the whole family where you can interact with experts and professionals. Meet in person about your building dreams, home improvement ideas and projects, and explore emerging trends in home design, decor, remodeling, and smart home technologies. Cost to attend just $5 per family. See You at the Home Show, brought to you by Lands, Inc. this Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th at the Hilton Garden in Champaign.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Michelle had actually called several landscapers in the area, and Joel responded, and she was very impressed with his professionalism.
You know, Mitch and I have only been in Champaign about a year and a half. You know, we were very leery of people up here because we had our circle of professionals that we were used to using. You know, immediately I could see his genuine, authentic honesty and care for his customers.
I'm Joel Kuski, and you can connect with me at Kuski.com, KouSki.com.
Every day at the beginning of my shift, I think about what the day will hold for me and my fellow coworkers. We take pride in what we do, and I'm proud of our team, whether it's our intuitive investigators or our compassionate deputies and patrol officers. We are the guardians of our community, and we want you. Hi, it's Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon. The Champaign County Sheriff's Office and Urbana Police Department are looking for qualified individuals to take the police officer written exam. Are you looking for a career that's challenging but also rewarding? Do you enjoy serving the community and working with diverse people? If so, keep listening. Our agencies are combining forces to provide a joint test on Saturday, April 6th in Urbana. This opportunity is a great way to test for both agencies in one afternoon. You can learn more about each agency at ChampaignCountySheriff.com and UrbanaIllinois.us. To apply, visit UrbanaIllinois.us and click on employment. We are an equal opportunity employer and are always looking for diverse candidates who can help satisfy the needs of our communities. For questions on this joint test, visit ChampaignCountySheriff.com and UrbanaIllinois.us. PSportsBetting.us.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney's coming to town, and you'll want to be at PS Sports Bar and Grill before the show. Join our very own Diane Ducey at PS Sports Bar and Grill between 4 and 6 p.m. on Friday, April 5th before the Kenny Chesney concert. Register to win great prizes, including a pair of tickets to the 100 section at the State Farm Center. Come to PS, then go see Kenny. Fast friendly service, cold beer, and the famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger. Plus, PS will have a bus taking you to and from the show. PS Sports Bar and Grill, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. We'll see you there.
Jimmy Butler, how are you, my friend?
I am well, and yourself?
Fine, thank you. You got an AOC story?
I got an AOC tweet story.
Okay.
So, I think it was yesterday or the day before, she tweeted out that she had just won $2 on a $2 lottery ticket. And her follow-up was that she thinks that that lottery tickets should be regulated so that you at least win more than what you paid for the ticket.
Huh? What?
More government regulation is needed.
Well, it's a government-run game.
She
got a master's in economics from Boston University. Notice Boston University hasn't said a word about all
right.
this. Like, yikes, we're not with her.
Yeah.
Same with Amazon. You know, she ran Amazon out of New York because of the $3 billion they could spend elsewhere when those were actually tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I
don't know, Jimmy.
$7 croissant.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
Well, we'll see what happens, but she's certainly running the Democratic Party, that's for sure. Hey, nice to hear from you, buddy boy. Appreciate
right.
you. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
You bet.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
You change their diapers, then pack their lunch and sent them off to school for the first time. And time flew by. Before you knew it, you were helping them pack for college. Mom's Weekend starts Friday at the U of I, and Game Day Spirit invites you to check out the biggest selection of Illini gear in Central Illinois. Game Day Spirit looks forward to seeing moms this weekend. Shop Game Day Spirit at 6th and Green or Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or go to GameDaySpirit.com and search keyword mom. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
The Exercise Technology and Cognition Lab at the University of Illinois is looking for adults, especially men, ages 35 to 64, who are not currently physically active, to participate in a year-long exercise study. This includes a one-year membership to the Refinery Gym, a Fitbit you can keep, and $100 cash for completing testing. If interested, visit exercisestudy.com/join. Go to exercisestudy.com/join or call 217-300-7484. That's 217-300-7484.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Okay, we're looking at a high near 60 today, down to around 44 this evening. More clouds as the day progresses. Slight chance of showers. 60% chance of rain tomorrow. High 57, low 47. Up to 63 as we wrap up the week Friday with some clouds. Then a chance of scattered showers by Sunday, but highs near 70 both Saturday and Sunday. We're currently at 42 on ESPN 93.5.
So, opening day in St. Louis is tomorrow. All 16 living members of the Cardinals Hall of Fame will attend the home opener. We think Lou Brock probably in a wheelchair because he's not doing so well, I guess. But they will all be there. And Ballpark Village opens at 9 in the morning. We're going to be broadcasting the program, the entire show, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9. I'm trying to figure out, you know, it's probably 2.5 hours from my house because I'm on that side of town.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't want to be late. So 3 a.m., get there at 5:30.
Right.
And then you got to count for that. So I got to get in and set stuff up. And we start the broadcast at 7.
All your roadies can help you, though, with the setup.
Yeah, we've got a semi of roadies.
Typically, everybody else around you does have an entourage,
yeah,
Stevie.
Yeah, like 5 or 10 people, and I walk
They're
in.
They're looking at Stevie like, it's just you?
Radio in a box. Yeah. Anyway, I'll get there at 7. We'll broadcast 2 hours live overlooking Busch Stadium and the field. And then the festivities really start at 9. Ballpark Village opens at 9. They do opening day pep rally of 9:30 to 11:45. Join Fred Bird, Team Fred Bird. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
At noon, the ballpark opens, and you can watch the Cardinals hit.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Padres will take their turn. Pre-game ceremonies begin at 2:30. At 2:35, the introduction of Cardinals Hall of Famers. Then the Ford Motorcade. I mean, it's just incredible coordination.
Well, let's hope the rain passes by.
There is a chance of some rain, so just keep that in mind. We bought a Cardinal poncho we still have.
Okay.
That's handy in a light rain.
Okay, very good.
Really works effectively. Or you just go in the concourse and kind of meander, you know?
Exactly.
But anyway, the first pitch is 3:15. They'll introduce all of the Padres. They'll introduce all the Cardinals, and certainly Paul Goldschmidt will get a big ovation at that point, too. As people love, and then getting into St. Louis is just easy. It's just in and out is just really, really simple. Wrigley is iconic and, you know, historic and all those things, but it's not easy.
More
it's not,
congested.
It's just a little harder because it's in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is pretty simple. We do have the bus trip, and if you'd like to go with us June 2nd, it's $139 for our infield terrace, which they're up behind home plate. They're kind of high, but not far from where we're parking the bus. So it'd be probably fairly easy to take elevators up through there if you'd like. Then we do have just a couple more suite tickets. If you're interested in being in the National Car Rental, and you can look that up where that is. Good view, though. National Car Rental suite, meaning that's $259, which is essentially my cost for this game. Cubs Cardinals is a high ticket. But it's allowing you to have all the food and beverage you want. But there's just a few more of those left. That's all I have. So if you're interested in that, again, June 2nd, it's a Sunday. It's just the only darn time I generally don't like going on Sundays. But it's the only time I can find a day game, Cubs-Cardinals.
That's right.
And weekends are just higher price. So $139 and $259, while they last, just two buses this year. So if you want to come on out to the Pines in Urbana, you can pay and get your seat. Make sure you can get in that trip on June 2nd. Cubs
Sounds
Cardinals.
Good.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, St. Louis Cardinals, Pittsburgh, 6:05 tonight on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy the day.
Yep, and the Cubbies, of course, on US 105.9. Mm-hmm. But I'll be live from St. Louis in the morning. Thank you. I'll talk to you from St. Louis tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday.
We alarm our houses.